we take a trip? Tell me where you wanna go.
What you think about this? Just follow me, baby. I'll take you where you need to be.
Girl, you know that you're the way you walking with them heels on. Talking to me dirty. Nobody, I wanna feel on. Once I get to you, I promise we gon' go reveal on.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Coco Yaps, the space where we keep it raw, real, and unfiltered. I'm your girl, Coco, and today we're talking about something that sounds real cute when you post it, but gets real messy when you have to live it. Let's get into it. Everybody wants love until you have to show up and be accountable for another person. Let's sit with this. We love the ideal of love, the dates, the late night convos, the cuddles, the good morning, beautiful texts. That part is easy. It feels good. But what about the part that requires growth, compromise, responsibility? That's where folks start falling apart. Because here's the truth. Love ain't just about being chosen, it's about showing up. It's about being consistent, being emotionally responsible, being present when you're tired, irritated, or not getting your own way. So we're going to break this down. Being accountable in a relationship means taking ownership when you hurt someone, even if it wasn't intentional, communicating your needs, and listening to theirs, making space for your partner's growth, not just your own. Saying, I was wrong, without needing a round of applause. You can't claim to love someone and still move like you're single. And that's not love. That's convenience. Real love is a responsibility. A beautiful one. But still a responsibility. If you're dealing with someone who disappears when things get tough, can't apologize without deflecting, always needs grace but never gives any, or makes you feel like you're asking too much just by wanting consistency, they don't want love. They want attention without accountability. And let me say this, love with no accountability will drain you. Are you ready for real love? Now, y'all know I'm not here just to point fingers. Let's check ourselves too. Ask yourself, am I emotionally available? Do I communicate clearly? And do I expect people to just get me? Can I sit in discomfort for the sake of a connection? Do I really want to love someone? Or do I just not want to feel lonely? But love isn't a vibe, it's a choice. It's showing up when it's inconvenient, it's being honest when it's hard, it's growth, it's patience, and it's grace. Real love requires real work. So before you say, I want a relationship, ask yourself, do I want the responsibility that comes with loving and being loved? Because the truth is, everybody wants love until it requires something real from them. But here's the good news. When both people show up, do the work, and hold space for each other, that kind of love, it hits different. It heals. All right, y'all. That's today's episode. Make sure you subscribe, share this with someone who needs to hear it, and always keep yapping with love and honesty.